And welcome back. Welcome aboard another Partrain. If your golf game is off the rails and you're sick of riding that struggle bus, you have come to the right place. We help frustrated golfers enjoy the ride again because we know if you can learn to smile through bad golf, you can smile through anything. The Partrain is all about unpacking the mental game. We talk to PGA Tour pros, best-selling authors, sports psychologists, and people like you and me, everyday golfers, to make the hardest game in the world feel easy and help you finally get back on track. This is a bonus episode as a part of our brand new LFG series that is a shorter form where we handpick our greatest sound bites from our most popular episodes, mash them together over music around a singular theme, and get you fired up in the right frame of mind on your way to the course, an important meeting, or whatever you're on your way to. This will fire you up. Let's go.
Chipping, pitching, bunker contests, that's what gets the juices going. That's what gets you in the moment. And that's what makes you kind of have to figure it out on your own. Pressure, you know, play for money. Play for $5. Play for $10. You know, and that's going to make
short game. Had a hot dog and a beer, whatever.
That's going to make short game more fun, right?
Learning about your motion, certain lies, certain feels, so that when you go on the course, you've hopefully seen it before, or you investigate it in the moment and say, I feel best about this shot. This seems to be going through the best.
Out of the rough from 30 yards, out of the rough from 10 yards, or out of the bunker, or trying to hit a flop shot. These are all different types of release patterns that it's not just one size fits all.
You have to have a little bit of a system and a plan.
Golfers think their job is to put the ball in the hole, but they're not allowed to put the ball in the hole. And they say, well, how do I get this one in? There is no how, because you're not allowed to. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to get it started. The ball going in the hole is holing the putt, or sinking the putt if you want to talk about it that way. And if you get it started the way you want, you made your putt. Then it's the ball's job to find the hole.
Hey, PGA Tour players are doing these certain things in their short game motions, right? How can I help amateur players do the same type of things? And so I call it helping amateurs modernize their short games.
An up and down is just a fun opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. A chance at an up and down, right? Like, oh man, like, wow, I could, this is okay. This is great. As opposed to going uphill, pins here.
Putting is a guessing game. You make your best guess, and did you get it started on the one you chose? Check. That's one.
Why can you guys not do what a professional does? If the stroke is only this far, you should legit be able to do what a pro does with putting. And I think the same thing for chipping and pitching and bunkers. Like, essentially, you should be able to do the same things that pros do in those motions.
Being excited about hitting short game shots makes it so much easier to play the game. Like, it's a game.
Did you like the way it left? Did you love the way it left? Oh man, I love the way that I started that putt. Then you made it. You should feel good about it.
Process every angle that's there. And I'm just sort of allowing myself to process it. I'm not thinking thoughts, and I'm just sort of allowing myself to process what I'm seeing.
You're gonna miss a lot of greens, and that's just what golf is. If a tour player is hitting 12, 13 greens, a tour player, it's a decent day. So you're not a tour player, you're gonna be in front of greens, behind, hopefully not behind too many greens, but you will be in the bunker, right, left. That's just our lives.
And I would always start my putting routine. I would always start it as I'm walking to the green. Probably when I was about 30, 40, 50 yards from the green, I was already stalking that putt. I mean, I was like so into that putt, and I knew this is where I shine. And I'm either looking at my yardage book or I'm paying attention to, okay, I'm left of the pin. Pin high, 20 feet. I know this green slopes back to front. I know this putt is gonna have a left to right tendency to it. So I'm already getting into that mindset of what this putt's about to do.
You're a short game master. I used to think that's just a gift you have. That was a belief that was unattainable. That was an expectation of mine that I felt like I needed to get rid of the big miss. Well, guess what? What did Rotella tell us? Tiger and Phil, the two best players of the last 20 years, were the two most erratic drivers of the golf ball.
Yeah, and right? we know that, but we forget about it because all I did was win.
When I was really building this routine, I wouldn't allow myself to step into the putt until I had gotten the green light. If I had a yellow light or a red light, I wouldn't step into the putt. I would stay there and make two rehearsal strokes or three rehearsal strokes until I really got the green light. And once I did that, then I could just step in and repeat. And that to me was the simplest way of me really getting in touch with my feel.
Why is it so hard to go practice the short game? Why do I say I'm going to do it and don't do it?
It's just not fun. It's not sexy.
Like, I would take my practice stroke looking at the hole, my rehearsal stroke. I would take it looking at the hole.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't then get ball bound. I wouldn't get stroke bound. I wouldn't be analyzing, oh, that
you
stroke
and
went
the
too
ball.
Far inside. Oh, right. That stroke went too
and
far outside.
And if you are running a two-person relay,
looking
race,
at the hole, really
your job,
feeling
if you
what
run the first leg,
to feel like, trying
is to
measure
run
it
the best
it
you can and
feels,
then make a good handoff of the baton.
You're just trying to make a good handoff.
And once you've handed
a transfer
the baton
of
off,
energy from
how
the
do you help your partner?
All you can do is
started the way you
cheer,
want. Root for it.
Done your job.
The game is won, and the game gets better with short game from 100 yards in it, right? That's just those are just the facts.
Now, this is something I learned from Tommy Fleetwood. He talked about how before he hits a shot, he's practicing how the club goes through the grass. And if it's getting stuck, he rethinks the type of shot he's going to hit. If the lie or the grain or the type of grass doesn't feel like it's promoting the club to get through it easily, if that makes sense, then it might be time to think about a different strategy.
You're just trying to hit in the fairway, somewhere in the fairway, right? And then you're just trying to hit it somewhere on the green. But once you get onto the green, I always felt like, okay, now I'm ratcheting up my focus and my intensity, because now I can actually make it into this hole.
What exists in reality is a ball, a certain stretch of grass, and a hole, and that's all. And when you add what it's for, you're adding more on. And when you add more on, you're putting like a moron. Stay away from moron putting. Somebody asked Tiger Woods, I think it was right after he won the US Open in 2008 on a broken leg. You had a 25-foot putt on a crusty green, and you had to hole it to make the playoff. How do you do it? I read it the best I can. I get the best feel for the pace that I can. I put as good a stroke on it as I can, and then I see what happens.
I'm like a little investigator out there. I'm feeling the shot, and I'm gaining information. So when you're gaining information, my brain is now filled with, okay, yeah, that feels right. And I'm not even trying to commit to the shot, I just am.
Right.
Right? Because I'm filling my mind. I actually became very in the zone around the greens because I was using the stimuli around me
right.
to fill my mind.
I was that much closer to my goal. Once I was on the green, it was like, okay, now I'm trying to make it into this hole. And so I just always sort of upped my game, upped my intensity, upped my focus level once I stepped on the green, because I thought every putt was pretty much makeable. Now, there's putts that are not makeable, but the general sentiment is I'm now on the green. I have a chance to actually like finish this hole off.
I have a very deep instruction for you. Hit it where the putter's pointing. So wherever you set that putter down, and whether you pick a spot 2 inches in front or a foot in front, or you see, or you just can imagine the path you want it to start on, you just set that putter on that path. And once you've set the putter, that's it. That's why I said come hell or high water. You're going to hit it where the putter's pointing.
You can't stop thoughts coming in, but you can sure as hell focus on things that are more productive.
I take the time and the effort and the energy to really put a lot into my rehearsal stroke. Once I do that successfully, the real stroke just becomes easy, because now all I need to do is just repeat what I've just done physically.
Because if I don't feel good about how it leaves, chances are I'm not going to feel good about how it ends up. Might be one of those weird ones where I misread it and mishit it, but those don't happen that often.
We might do all the right stuff, and let's say that chip and the ball just comes out hot. But what you're going to find is you're going to hit your more solid chips.
Right.
And so if that ball just came out a little hot, okay.
If you made your putt and it didn't do what you thought, it's a learning opportunity.
That's just a whole mindset and a realization. Once you start doing it, you're going to get better.
And I get it. It's not easy.
Look around. What didn't I see?
The power of the handle.
And I think that's a great point.
Shh. I've unlocked all my freedom.
You don't have to think about it anymore.
What feels good?
Start using imagination.
It's incredible. And it's so simple.
I think that's number one.
My goal is to do my process and see what happens.
Thanks for hopping aboard, guys. Before you hop off the train, I think I got something you're going to love. Our new YouTube channel is growing fast. It's something I'm putting a lot of focus and time and my heart into. So if you guys like the podcast, our YouTube is going to come out with the video podcast of the audio version every Monday on our YouTube channel, as well as more and more videos to help you enjoy the ride and keep your game on track. So go to youtube.com/@thepartrain or just search The Partrain on the YouTubes, and hopefully we can keep riding this train together. Thanks again for hopping aboard. Hope you guys enjoy the ride.